Damn!
Previously on MasterChef, the home cooks faced a fiery challenge. Steven produced the hottest dish.
Great depth of flavor.
Yeah.
You're this wild beast.
Yeah. Ah.
And put a target on Derek.
Who will have to make the same dish in 30 minutes.
Bye-bye.
But when his plan backfired...
It lays awesome.
Shelley became the latest competitor to leave the MasterChef kitchen. Tonight...
We got 22 minutes until we serve.
It's the most intense team challenge of the season. And the pressure to impress...
This is a mess.
...pushes the home cooks...
Let's go.
Faster, Tommy.
...to their breaking point.
Tommy?
Shut up! God!
And in a gruesome pressure test...
I suggest you do not turn around.
...somebody's head is on the chopping block.
Welcome, guys. Come on down.
Oh, and there's more stuff. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Please, line up. Oh, boy.
That's awesome. Okay.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, you'll be facing your next big team challenge.
Okay.
You see those crates behind you?
Yeah.
Tonight, you eat. Are going to have to prepare a dish with all of the incredible fresh food inside of those boxes. But guys, you won't be making just one dish. You'll be making around 50 dishes.
50?
That's right. A dish for everyone that we have coming to dinner tonight in the MasterChef restaurant. And as you would expect, it's fully booked.
Wow.
Oh.
Tonight's guests are VIPs that are now shaping the future of restaurants around the world.
Tonight, each team will have to create an elegant, composed, MasterChef-worthy entree for all of the VIP guests dining in our restaurant. They are going to be the judges tonight.
All right, Tommy and Hethel, you had the winning dishes in the last elimination challenge. So that means you will have the honor of being tonight's two team captains.
Awesome.
Please come on up.
I've never been team captain. I'm always following around other people who've got alpha male personality, and they want me in the background. Now, finally, I can show that I'm a person who can guide.
Tommy, you did have the winning dish, so obviously you get to pick first.
The first person that I'm going to choose has shown an appreciation for all things from the earth. The world-famous urban gardener, Stephen.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I don't believe it. What did I do so wrong in my life that Tommy has to pick me first? We're almost polar opposites.
Right, Hethel, time for your first pick.
So this person I've worked with before, I know they know how to handle an assembly line, and he can plate beautifully. And pick Derek.
Wow.
Hethel does not have the voice of a leader. Like, she does not know how to communicate. And she's a vegetarian. So right now, I'm worried about the protein box. It says meat.
Tommy, second pick.
Katrina?
Wow. Strong pick. Right. Heather, second pick.
I pick Olivia.
Thank Olivia, you. Welcome. Good.
Good.
Tommy, last pick. Obviously, you get to pick for both teams.
It's a hard choice. Claudia's wonderful, but I'm going to choose Nick.
Wow. Nick, great lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. Thank you, sir. Claudia, come pick up your apron.
The red team is my team, and I feel pretty good about my choices.
Okay, both teams, get behind your boxes.
I just hope that they take my advice and listen to me, because we've got to do something really fabulous.
Both teams, are you ready to see what you have inside those crates to cook with tonight?
Yes, yes.
Good. Very carefully open your vegetable boxes. One, two, three. Lift.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's like my backyard, man. If I die of irritation from working with Tommy, I want you to put me in this box and put me in the ground with all these beautiful vegetables, man. This is a dream come true for me.
All right, guys. Now for the good stuff. Nick, what are you hoping is in that meat box?
Just pig. I love pork.
Okay, it's time to find out exactly what meat you're going to get your hands on. On the count of three, open your boxes. One. Two. Three. Open.
Yes!
No meat. I am so happy. This is the type of challenge I should be captain of.
Vegetarian challenge. Me and vegetarians don't really see eye to eye. I love meat.
Tonight, your diners are the who's who of the vegetarian world. Restaurateurs, amazing chefs, phenomenal food critics who all happen to be vegetarian. Right now, millions of Americans follow a strict vegetarian diet. Their influence can be felt literally across the globe.
Wow, wow.
All right, you will have just 60 minutes to prep your composed vegetarian entrees before 30 minutes of restaurant service.
Your 1 hour starts now.
Oh.
Push.
Got it? We're going Indian. I'm going to be assertive. I have a direction. I know what I want to do.
Following your lead. Go in here.
This is my vision, my idea of what I think vegetarian food is and should be.
We're going to do a potato, chickpea, English pea, and cauliflower curry with a tomato gravy. And then we're going to do a coconut chai rice with a raita, which is a yogurt sauce.
If my only concern right here is that you're the only one that knows those spices, and none of us do.
There's four of us, and yeah, I can walk us through it. It'll be fine.
Let's go, guys.
Excuse me?
Let's see seasonally. Belugas, lentils, fall. Butterscotch, squashes, fall.
I'm thinking mushroom, crispy goat cheese with the nuts.
We could even cut these and dice them with the beluga.
Are you sure we shouldn't do just a tiny bit of a rice?
No rice.
My team, several of them have already been team captain, and they always want to be team captain. Maybe we can also do tiny white asparagus tips? We could pickle those too, no? Could we do melon balls of a cucumber? Cucumber pickle?
Too long.
These are the people that I picked. I wanted these kind of people. Now I've got to deal with them.
Okay.
This.
Olivia, grab garlic, ginger, chilies.
Huh? Mushrooms.
I've got the goat cheese.
15 minutes gone. Ethel, Tommy, get your teams moving faster. Let's go.
Okay, yes, chef. First time we've ever done this. 50 vegetarians coming into the MasterChef restaurant. Yes.
It's a direction that more and more restaurants are going.
Yes. I mean, even fine dining restaurants with vegetarian menus is sort of 7, 8, 9, yeah, 10 courses.
And you don't need the crutch of dairy or meat to elevate vegetables. Yeah. It's a true test of a chef.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the teams. Tommy, captaining the red team. If they all work together and communicate, they have really high hopes for putting together a beautiful celebration event.
The jury's out. Has Tommy got a voice? Can Tommy captain a team? Is he going to be trodden on, or is he going to march his team to victory?
We've got radishes going.
Tommy, go faster.
I am going as fast as I can.
Two at a time. I see one at a time.
I'm not doing two at a time.
Florets, little bite-sized florets, please.
Blue team tonight, captained by Hethel. I am expecting some of the best vegetarian dishes anywhere in the country tonight because she is a vegetarian. Tonight, she's got to shine.
All right, here's your onion.
That's exactly what I want. Thank you.
Halfway. Let's go. Hethel, how are we doing?
Good.
Describe the dish, please, quickly.
I'm making a chickpea tomato curry and then a dry curry with potatoes and cauliflower and then a coconut brown rice that's already in the pressure cooker.
Are you opening up and delegating as well? Because I know this is all going on in your head, but right now your team needs to be inside your head. Now, Derek, how are you feeling? You happy with what's going on?
I'm going with my team captain. These are elements that I'm not really comfortable with.
Young lady, we've got to delegate. Potatoes raw, cauliflower raw, gravy working, but nothing's going to be ready in time if you don't move your ass. Quickly, let's go. Come on.
I'm going to cut these smaller because they're too big. They're not going to cook.
Oh, dear.
Pull these higher.
Blue team tonight, all over the place. Everyone's watching Hethel and all the veg are raw.
Here.
Potatoes raw, cauliflower's raw. Hey, guys, we've got 29 minutes to go. Move.
Right.
You guys, make sure you taste. I don't know what I'm tasting for.
That's way too much water, Claudia.
Everyone besides Hethel is on the same boat as I am. We all need direction. We need to know what our next step is.
Cauliflower, more? Yes, more of everything?
No.
No?
Right now, we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off.
We have so much to do.
And nothing is done.
Please speed up.
Hethel, this is a mess.
Unbelievable.
Hethel, I need better direction.
Come on, guys, speed up. Please speed up.
Okay.
Hethel, this is a mess.
Unbelievable.
These are smoking.
At this point, everyone's freaking out, so I need to take a few minutes, explain to them what I want, and get them on track.
Derek, I need you to get me some more onions.
What do you need with these onions?
Blend it out of them.
I show them how to make everything step by step.
Cook these down. More cumin, more salt.
Good. I love this. Thank you. You're teaching me.
This is veggies taken up a notch, and hopefully they understand why I chose the menu I did.
Cilantro herb oil's done.
Perfect.
25 minutes to go, guys. All right. Right. Tommy, describe the dish, please.
We're going to do a butternut squash cradle stuffed with black beluga lentils.
Right.
On top of a portobello mushroom and a goat cheese medallion.
Guys, what's happening to the goat cheese after here? What are you going to do?
We're going to slice
go right
it.
On the top of the
medallion. Has anyone tried slicing one? Can you put one on the board? I'm going to show you what happens.
It's going to squish.
See, you know this, but you're not
I
saying
anything.
I told
them this. They argued and fought me back every way.
Hey, look at me. That's look what I want.
Sorry.
I see that.
VIP.
I see that.
VIP.
Okay, so then we got to scratch it.
Where's the voice of reason here? Come on, guys. We're better than this.
Just toss the goat cheese.
86.
Oh, dear. I mean, shocking. Red team are in disarray. They're all over the place.
Tommy's not sipped up.
No, they're slicing 45 rings of butternut squash. They're not even cooked yet. I mean, how are they going to get that dish together? I don't know.
We're going to do little goat cheese balls.
We're not going to have enough. No, leave that.
Leave it?
We should throw it away so we don't
it's
have
easy.
Any more.
It's
just
easy.
Just eat all the cheese.
Let's get it done. We got 22 minutes until we serve.
Nobody's listening to me, you guys.
Oh my God. What is he doing?
Tommy, faster. There's a whole other pan that needs to be done, dude. Like now.
Okay, one tray is coming for you.
How is the rice? It should be done?
Is the rice done?
I don't think it's done. So much liquid.
Taste it.
Is the rice not going to work?
It's too much liquid.
What's wrong with the rice? Is there no way to reduce, like,
cook
it
out? No, it's like complete water.
Guys, what's happening?
We're just getting as much of the potatoes and the cauliflower in.
How's the rice going?
The rice is no good. The rice is too wet.
Is the rice off the menu?
Apparently,
unless you can tell us how we can save it. Look at this one.
Ooh.
If this is an essential part of the dish, what else can you do? You make it into like an Indian congee, sort of rice porridge. There are so many ways to resolve this, but you have to be clever and creative.
Yeah. Thank you, chef.
It's all on you guys. Make it work.
Did you do, you did all the rice on that?
We used it.
All the rice on that?
Brown rice is not going to cook in 15 minutes. It took 25 minutes to cook the brown rice.
It's because we had too much liquid.
What's going on the blue team now?
Their rice is watery and they want to just throw it away.
Are you redoing the rice?
We're not making rice.
I don't know that it's really going to come together. They don't have a backup plan if something doesn't come together.
I'm hoping Hethel steps up and makes it, but she has to understand the art of delegation now.
Exactly.
We have to solve for the rice.
Strain it. See what happens. Look, underneath there.
Yeah.
You know,
this
like,
one's good.
Come on, guys. Ridiculous.
Blue team, come on. Hethel, let's go.
Steven, 15 minutes. What are we going to do to pull this back?
Right now, I'm getting all the mushrooms on the racks, the squash on the racks. Okay. I got my lentils finished right here. I got my mushroom sauces there. It's pure silk.
It's great.
All right.
Where's the goat cheese at?
The goat cheese went off.
Tommy, how do you feel about no goat cheese?
I'm not happy with it, but that's what my team wanted to do. They overrode me.
So, Tommy, are you going to be able to own this?
I am trying to own it. It's not something I really want to take possession of at this point.
Step up. Now you're the boss.
Yep.
Good luck.
Okay, here.
Red team, blue team, service begins in 6 minutes. Our vegetarian guests are starting to arrive in the MasterChef restaurant.
All right.
I'm looking forward to seeing the creativity that the chefs bring to vegetarian dishes because I don't think that there's enough of that.
I think a lot of times people forget that, you know, vegetables or foods have natural flavors. They often put way too much cheese or butter or something to overcompensate for that.
Perfect.
Hethel, Tommy, 2 minutes to go. You've got to start plating, guys.
Okay, I'm doing one plate as a demo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, can we start plating dishes?
Yes, go for it.
Steven, I need your sauce. Do you think you may want to slice these in half?
I don't know. This
right
is
here?
Your plate.
Okay.
Tommy, speed up.
Almost finished.
Tommy, tell me what you're doing so I know.
I'm trying to plate these plates and get these plates out.
Tommy?
We gotta hurry up.
And all I can hear is, Tommy, don't, Tommy, Tommy, please.
Okay, push it faster, Tommy.
Don't. Oh, God.
Last minute, guys.
Tommy, fight. So push it, please.
Listen, we can't have this up here.
Okay.
Can you guys get that plate together in 1 minute? Tell me the truth.
Yes, I'm getting it.
Tommy, hurry up.
It's like three wild dogs in the yard barking and barking and biting at each other.
Tommy, don't stop moving. You can't do that fast enough. Let me know. I'll do it.
Do you know what I have to say to that?
Tommy.
Faster. Tommy.
Tommy, can you?
Shut up. That's right. Shut up.
Unbelievable. Last minute, guys.
Can you guys get that plate together in 1 minute?
Yes, I'm getting it.
Wait.
Tommy, you can't do that fast enough. Let me know. I'll do it.
Shut up. Miraculously, she shut up. I should do that more often. How's that?
That looks beautiful.
Attaboy, Tommy. Time's up, guys. Start serving.
Everything needs to be in the middle. Me and Olivia are going to work together to do four. You guys are going to do another four. Got it?
Got it.
You guys do two, we'll do two.
Two complete.
Yes.
So I'll take a one brown sauce over here.
You got it. Here you go.
Service starts. And suddenly, a miracle happens. Katrina, you're keeping an eye on the table?
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling.
Here you go.
Service, please.
We start to blend into one person. More greens on top of that, Nick.
All right.
We actually are a team.
Do we have the pea tender rolls on this?
No, you guys need it. Here.
I think my dish looks beautiful.
Okay, table one and two, service.
You have your little perfect square of rice with, like, curry cascading one side and the dry curry cascading down the other side with the cucumber salad on top.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
And I know that the vegetarian VIPs will appreciate where I'm coming from.
Wow.
Hi, guys. So, Elizabeth, tell me what we're thinking right now.
I'm actually leaning a little bit toward the blue team's plate.
Okay.
It was perfect. The sauce on the chickpeas was so bright and tomatoey. It tasted really delightfully fresh.
Good, 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 good.
Go.
Service, please. Table three and four.
Carolyn, tell me what you're thinking.
The blue team's spiciness was overwhelming all the other flavors.
Okay.
Do the radishes as I wait.
10-4. So, Bob, who are you going to go with, red or blue?
I would go with the red. The squashes cook perfectly. The sauces, amazingly savory.
Isn't it good flavor on that?
Yeah, amazing. Very scary. And these pickled radishes are delicious, and they're gorgeous.
If we could do more lentils, I would appreciate that.
My disappointment with the red dish was the lentils.
You thought they were under?
I thought that they might be a little overdone in something that I feel I've seen before.
Go, go, go. Come on, you guys. Please speed up.
Blue team, let's go. Perfect. Those last tables.
It's okay. We're going to be all right, guys.
I prefer the blue team's plate. The rice was, like, so well cooked. And the combination of, like, the sauce was so perfect. Delicious.
Set the gas a little.
Yep.
Last table, red team.
One more.
I prefer the red team. I really liked the butternut squash. The earthy textures. It was really good. I'm all red.
Come on, 8 minutes. Come on, eight Let's minutes, go. Guys.
Push. Hurry. We got to push.
Push, 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 push.
Here, just serve it. One more, Tommy.
One more, baby.
Back. Serve it.
Serve it.
Table 16.
This is it.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Okay, red team, blue team, listen. All the plates have gone out. Good job. Right now, there is nothing you can do.
Blue or red?
Thank you.
It's definitely blue team's plate.
I'm heading towards red.
Yeah, we're liking it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I hope that our talented home cooks really delivered a truly memorable meal. Please welcome the teams that made your exquisite vegetarian dinner. First up, the red team, ladies and gentlemen. And the blue team.
Well, an incredible night. Sadly, there can only be one winning team this evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, your votes have been tallied.
Not only do I have butterflies in my stomach, I've got bats with teeth in my stomach.
The team that will be safe from elimination.
It is important for me to win this challenge because these are my people. This is the one I need to hit out of the ballpark.
With a huge margin of 13 votes. Congratulations. Red team.
Oh, man.
Oh. I'm the team captain, and we won. I cannot believe it. I am bursting with pride.
Red team, congratulations. Please make your way up onto the balcony. Blue team, you know that means you all face the dreaded pressure test. Follow me back into the kitchen, please. Let's go.
Having lost the first MasterChef vegetarian challenge, I feel extremely guilty. It was my vision, my idea that failed, and I know one of us has to go home, and I put us in that situation.
Blue team, you're all now staring elimination in the face.
Olivia, Claudia, and I do not deserve this. We gave Hethel exactly what she wanted. Did she want a pressure test? Is that what she wanted?
Hethel, Derek, Olivia, Claudia, at least one of you is about to cook your last dish in the MasterChef kitchen. The hero of your next dish is resting under those boxes behind you. Turn around and have a look.
They're all different sizes.
Every box on those stations is different, but they all share one common theme. Will you all randomly select a station? Let's go.
The competition is fierce, and it is just silent. You could hear a pin drop, because at this point, it's like you're fighting for your life. I can't even imagine what is coming.
Hethel, you were the team captain in tonight's vegetarian challenge, so on the count of three, lift your box. One, two, three, lift. Hethel, you were the team captain in tonight's vegetarian challenge, so on the count of three, lift your box. One, two, three, lift.
Oh, God.
No.
This is probably every vegetarian's worst nightmare.
It's dripping blood from the back of its head. I can see it's like cerebrum from the back.
That's right. It's a lamb's head. I doubt you've cooked one of those before.
Never. But I've dissected a lamb, biology class, and just going to go at it like it's science.
Right. Next.
Wait, Derek, on the count of three, lift your box up. One, two, three.
Gross.
Is that a halibut head?
It is exactly that.
I'll take this.
Swimming with the fishes.
Now, have you cooked with that before?
No. I usually get this part over here. No.
Claudia, something tells me you probably know where this is headed. One. Two. Three.
Yes. It's a pig's head.
It is indeed a pig's head.
Oh, how am I not up chucking right now?
Woo! Back in Mazatlan, every really major party, we do a whole roasted pig. I am totally in hog heaven right now.
Wow. Hethel, you okay, Dine? For the final box, I suggest you do not turn around.
I don't want to hook.
No, I wouldn't if I was you. Olivia.
Yes, chef.
On the count of three, lift that box. One, two, three.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I think it weighs more than you.
Olivia, you have a huge cow's head.
Yeah, I do.
Now, any great chef knows how to use the entire animal, all of the parts, the innards, the tails, the hooves, and of course, the heads.
Tonight, you'll need to use your heads to make sure that you aren't the one going home. You'll have just 60 minutes to make us an incredible dish featuring at least one part of that head. You'll have access to a limited pantry where you'll find an array of ingredients that can really help make your dish shine. Your 60 minutes starts now.
Okay.
Come on!
That's exactly what I want.
Please talk, Polenta. Not think about it, you can do it.
Wow.
This is intense.
How ironic, from a vegetarian challenge to a head. Now they have to step up.
We have four different heads. Which one of those home cooks are you expecting great things from, and which are you worried about?
Heffel doesn't look right. I mean, a nightmare for any vegetarian.
Yeah.
Out of a comfort zone. More importantly, she's never cooked a lamb's head.
All right, buddy, I'm going to need you to move.
You know, Derek arguably has the easiest protein. But is there a possibility that Derek could sort of overthink the halibut?
There's not much flavor there. Mm-hmm. They flake easily, they go dry easily, and they are so easy to overcook.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned with Olivia. Yep. She's dainty with her plating, and it's very hard to make a 100-pound cow's head look gorgeous.
Yep. It's all got to be cooked in the pressure cooker tonight, otherwise you're never going to make it within 60 minutes.
Get out of my way, little piggy head.
I think Claudia wants to send a strong message to everybody up on the balcony tonight. With the pig, you know, she's at home there. That's in her wheelhouse. Yeah. She, tonight, is going to shine big time.
Claudia's already smells good.
Claudia, you got it.
8 minutes gone, 52 minutes remaining. Come on, guys. For one of you, your last time cooking in the MasterChef kitchen. Right, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Tell me about the dish. What are you doing?
I'm going to do shredded tongue and cheek on some turmeric jasmine rice.
Right.
Lamb I've worked with before in the biology lab and in Indian food. It's pretty common.
So you dissected a lamb. You didn't eat it. You didn't cook it.
No, but I study.
Either way, you've got 45 minutes to get that cooked. Yeah. That's raw, lid's not on, and somebody's going home.
Yes.
Wakey, wakey.
I can do it.
Concentrate.
Olivia, tell me what we're doing.
A barbecue beef cheek with cheddar polenta and sautéed peppers.
Now, if Heffel survives and you go home...
That's not going to happen.
Who is going home?
You know, Derek has something that cooks really quickly, and I think he has a lot of time to overthink.
You think he deserves to go home?
I think you're talking to me a lot and it's screwing me up.
All right, well, goodbye.
I love you, but I'm sorry.
Derek, what are you making?
It's a tandoori spiced halibut cheek over a coconut cauliflower puree.
Okay.
Smoked mango balls and a grapefruit gastrique.
Smoked mango balls. I guess it's smoked mango balls.
Oh, you're spilling over there.
Just too high.
So this is your third time now with one of these black aprons on. Do you feed off
of
the pressure?
I love pressure. It's like being on stage with the spotlight going, you know? Yes. I'll rock this black apron all the way to the end.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, Claudia, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Chef.
You sort of love the fact that you've got the pig's head under there. Why is that?
Pork is so significant to Mexican cooking.
What are you doing? What's the dish?
I'm going to be making braised pork cheek tostadas. It's going to look like a tostada stack.
Are you? Can you hear me? Got to stop. Do you have them in there already?
Yes, Chef. They're already in there, and I'm going to be
Beam
making
me
some...
up, Scotty. So, confident?
Absolutely, Chef. I think you're really going to love this.
Good luck.
Thank you, Chef.
There you go.
30 minutes remaining.
Wow. All right. So I'm worried about Olivia right now. She's got those cheeks cooking in the pressure cooker. I didn't see a lot of herbs or garlic. Once that's cooked, you can never go back and put that flavor in that's going to penetrate the actual meat. Christina, worry about Derek?
He's going with the halibut cheeks. He's going to do a nice cauliflower puree.
He's trying to sieve cauliflower puree.
But look at the winning team.
It's not coming out. Can't sieve cauliflower puree.
They want him out.
Ow.
Good job, Derek. Thank you, Steven.
I think it's starting to really get to him.
Oh, watch yourself. Hey, Dude, that thing will ruin his hand.
Oh.
Run.
Derek is all over the place right now, and nothing has made me happier in this entire contest than to watch my biggest competition's demise. It kind of brings joy to my heart.
Hey, hey.
Throw it. Drop it.
I personally think Derek could go.
That thing is going to explode.
It's 20 minutes remaining, guys. Come on.
Oh, watch yourself.
That thing is going to explode. Oh.
Run.
Throw it. Drop it.
I personally think Derek could go.
Good job, Derek.
He's feeling the pressure in the kitchen.
Steven's talking to him. You think that that's getting under his skin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not contender, pretender.
I'm definitely feeling the pressure. Steven is being so vocal about getting me out of this competition to try and get in my head. So let him talk all he wants. I don't care about you and your garden. I'm here to win.
6.5 minutes to go, guys. Think about the plating. Start visualizing the dish in your mind.
So 4 home cooks. At least one of them is going home. Who's it going to be?
My big concern tonight is Olivia.
Looks bad.
You know, Hethel sounds good, but again, she's never cooked lamb before. She's not tasting.
Is that raw? Is that... I can't even tell.
2 minutes remaining. And for one of you, your last 2 minutes in the MasterChef kitchen. You've got to start plating, guys.
Go. Give it in, Claudia.
Oh, I can't get this out.
Please, taste everything on there. Start finishing off your plates.
Good job, Olivia. You got it.
60 seconds remaining.
Come on, guys. Wipe and garnish.
30 seconds remaining. Your dishes need to be down on the front bench. Come on. 10.
Hethel.
9. 8. 7. You've got to be on the front bench, Hethel. 6.
5.
4. 3.
No.
2. 1. And stop. Hands in the air. Good job. All 4 of you, well done. Seriously, that's what I call a pressure test. Incredible. The dishes look amazing.
They look great.
Great job.
Let's start off with the team captain in the last challenge, the vegetarian.
Looking at my dish right now, it smells amazing to me. But because I couldn't taste it, it could be under-seasoned, it could be over-seasoned, it could be too spicy, not enough salt. I don't know.
Ethel, describe the dish, please.
Lamb tongue-in-cheek braised in curry spices with turmeric jasmine rice, a small arugula salad, and a cilantro mint yogurt and oil.
So, because you can't taste this dish, are you just going on perfumes, smells, aromas? How do I know what's the tongue and what's the cheek?
The tongue I sliced up, actually, and the cheek I just
shredded
with my hands and a fork.
Do you cook the cheek and the tongue together?
Yes.
I mean,
Dad,
it's just confusing because the actual cheek tastes delicious. Tongue, it tastes nice. I like the perfume of the spice, but way too much rice, slightly undercooked. Doesn't need both the oil and the mint. Okay. If you've got this level of finesse with cooking meat, how on earth you've never got that level of finesse cooking the vegetarian dishes? That's the weird bit about you. You frustrate me.
I'm sorry.
Now.
Next up, the halibut heads of Derek.
Sounds like a band name.
Does. Derek and the halibut heads. All right, tell me what we have here.
We have a tandoori spiced halibut cheek over a coconut and orange cauliflower puree with braised cabbage, smoked mango balls, and a grapefruit gastrique.
Visually, it's the prettiest plate that you've ever put up.
Thank you.
But the flavors seem a little disjointed. I mean, mango and grapefruit and smoke and tandoori spices. I mean, it's very much not just like a fusion, but confusion. It's like from all over the world. The fish is cooked perfectly.
Thank you.
It's great flavor. I would have done grapefruit or mango. I don't think they both need to be there. The coconut and the cauliflower adds that earthy, musky flavor that the cabbage kind of adds, so they're doubling down on each other.
Okay.
I think a lot of people in the kitchen feel that you have a tendency to overcomplicate things, and I think that that's coming true here.
I really want to show you that even under the most intense pressure, I'm not ready to go home.
What's really important is to understand you need to be able to rein it in sometimes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Claudia, so you had a pig's head.
Yes.
What's the dish?
I've made a tostada stack today with a braised pig cheek, mango and pineapple salsa, and then a chipotle crema topped with crispy pig ear.
I think it's beautiful. I'm going to go in.
And this very much has a rustic charm, but it is vibrant and beautiful and thought out. Ooh, listen to that crunch.
Ooh.
I love it. It's so bright. The heat is sort of like building and sneaking up. You get those pig cheeks first. You get the crunch of the tostada. The cabbage brings in acidity. It's delicious.
Thank you.
Those pig cheeks are absolutely the star. Really great job.
Thank you, chef.
Yeah.
Olivia.
Hi, chef.
Right, describe your dish, please.
You have a barbecue beef cheek with braised kale, sautéed vegetables, and cheddar cheese polenta.
Presentation-wise, it looks like it's just come out of a little neighborhood bistro because it's got that rustic charm. The cheddar cheese grits and the barbecue sauce, classic. Talk to me about the sauce. How do you make the sauce?
First, I stew down the onion and garlic, orange juice, and then I put a little bit of sugar.
You like your things sweet, don't you?
I really do.
Here's the thing. Plating smart. Love the grits, the blistered tomatoes. But the most bizarre thing about this dish, it's hard to identify that it's a beef cheek because that sauce is so strong. It could be anything. Lamb shoulder. Mm-hmm. It could be a lamb's tongue, a pig's cheek. I want it to taste of beef. This is really tough because you're up against some strong competition. I'm going to narrow it down now to every little detail because that's what it's going to take to knock each other out of this competition. And my issue with yours tonight, you've just forgotten the hero, and that's the beef. That's my beef. This is really tough because you're up against some strong competition. And you've just forgotten the hero. And that's the beef. That's my beef. Thank you.
I'm really hoping that the judges see that I took a risk. And once again, Hethel makes Indian food.
Hethel, Derek, Claudia, Olivia, can all four of you please come around front?
It's getting tougher down there.
There was one dish tonight that all three of us agreed without a doubt was absolutely remarkable. Congrats, Claudia. Great dish, well thought out, well executed, great flavor. Please head up to the balcony. You deserve it.
Thank you, chefs. Thank you.
Claudia.
I did not deserve to be in this pressure test, so I am so happy to be going up to the balcony. Now I'm back at the top, proving that I am a force to be reckoned with.
These decisions get much harder. It's coming down to the wire. You guys are getting better, stronger, more confident. So we are scrutinizing everything you do. Please step forward. Hethel. And
Derek.
This is really hard. But you are both safe. Head up to the balcony, please.
No way.
It's okay. Good job.
Olivia, you presented a beautiful dish. Unfortunately, it didn't taste of what it should have. You've been amazing.
It's been wonderful.
You've surprised us, but deep down inside, you surprised yourself.
Definitely.
Come say goodbye, my darling, please. Come and say goodbye.
Thank you. For everything.
Oh, nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Thank you. You're going to be
thank
great.
You. Thank you so much.
And you're not going
to
yet.
Can I do this?
You are doing this. I didn't think you'd be doing this early. Right, Olivia, who's going to become America's Next MasterChef?
I think the next MasterChef, the person that deserves it the most and embodies it and lives it and breathes it, is Katrina.
Good job, my darling.
Yeah, thank
Please
you.
Please, put that up on the bench.
Thank you guys so much.
Good night, my darling.
I'm the kind of person who used to make a lot of decisions out of, like, fear. But now I'm definitely far more confident in everything that I do.
Red team.
Yeah. I really do feel like no matter what, this experience is what you win. And like the time that you get to spend with Gordon Ramsay, Christina Tosi, Graham Elliott, like that's the win.
So clearly it's one of the prettiest plates out there tonight.
It's just like a punch of flavor with every element.
Thank you. Before MasterChef, I think I felt like really, really stuck in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving now, but I feel free.
Next time.
Switch!
The race to be the next MasterChef shifts into high gear.
Keep those burgers on there now!
In an explosive tag team challenge.
Hey, come on!
You yell at me one more time.
Who will cross the finish line?
Yeah, baby.
And whose MasterChef dream will fall short?
Get it on the plate!
Three! The skewers are burning. Slow it out! Blow it out!
Two!
I'm missing a bun! I'm missing a bun!
One!
Oh, jeez. My God.
Oh, man!
One potato, two potatoes.